listening. Take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there on the site completely free. So head on over, freetalklive.com. And by the way, the main feature of our website allows you to create the content, control the content there. You find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you submit it to our site, and then other listeners like you can go and vote on what you like and what you don't. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com, which means we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and other listeners are more likely to see it and discuss and enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up here, Mark, we're going to have a special guest. That's the expectation, at least, here in the studio. So we'll see if that pans out. But to start, we'll go to Florida, where 10 News WTSP.com is reporting. Joel Chandler, who paid a dollar toll on the Polk Parkway with a $100 bill, was told that he was not allowed to leave unless he provides personal information to the toll taker. The toll taker tells Chandler that this is what happens when they get large bills. She says this is what they have to do. Chandler says to the toll taker, "So I'm being detained?" And she says, "Yes, sir. It's a policy the Florida Turnpike Authority instituted for people who paid, get this, with $20, $50, and $100 bills."
It's crazy.
After it happened once to Chandler, he kept testing the system and even taped his encounters as he went through the toll booths. So good for him, by the way. I think that's really important. We talk a lot on this program about
how... He's a Pre-Talk Live listener.
Is he?
He's got to be, right?
I don't know. This did happen in Tampa. He could be.
He could be.
We're on in Tampa tonight. So anyway, Mr. Chandler got it in his head that he was going to start videotaping this. And this is great. I love that people are arming up with video cameras and revealing these bureaucrats for what they do to people. Because otherwise, they can just deny it. They can just claim, oh, well, what are you talking about? We didn't do that. But he's saying that they told him it was policy. That if you pay with a $20 bill at a toll booth, that you are asked for identification. I mean, doesn't that seem ludicrous?
I thought it was currency, good for all debts, foreign and domestic, or whatever it says there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. What do you need ID for? I mean, can't they just get those markers like they have at the supermarket to see whether it's real or not? If it's real, you give the guy change.
Is that what it's about? Or maybe they think that people who have $20 bills are drug dealers? I mean, what is this all about?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, one time a toll taker told him that she wouldn't give him his change unless he gave her the information. Chandler replied, "So I'm being detained?" He asked why he was being detained, but never got an answer. The toll booth woman cannot detain you.
Well, they can if they have your change.
I suppose. Chandler says this is a serious criminal offense to detain someone.
Those silly shirts that they give those folks to collect tolls in.
He says that it is a serious criminal offense to detain someone without proper legal authority, and he says that's exactly what the department is doing. When Chandler called and emailed the Florida Department of Transportation to complain about the policy, he was told that there was no policy to detain people who give large bills. He says that made him even more concerned because that meant there were individual rogue toll takers detaining people. The practice continued at toll booth after toll booth, and if someone refused to provide the information, they were threatened with arrest. One toll taker told Chandler's brother, Robert, "I could call the Florida Highway Patrol. Would you like me to do that, sir?" Robert Chandler asked why she would call the Florida Highway Patrol when he was being illegally detained, and then the toll taker, he said, could come up with another form of tender. Chandler continued to complain, and on July 21st at 7:19, he received an email from the Assistant General Counsel of the Florida Department of Transportation saying essentially the department didn't know what he was talking about, and they don't have sufficient information with which to investigate. However, earlier in that same day, there were a flurry of emails going back and forth in the department saying to shut the program down, to temporarily suspend it, and who should call Chandler, and what it is that they should say. According to him, not only was the Department of Transportation not being truthful about the policy existing, but he says also that they made a concerted effort to cover it up. So this guy caught these people red-handed. I mean, he went through this toll booth, was told he needed to give identification because he gave them a $100 bill in order to get change, started to do this over and over again, videotaped all of these encounters to document this, where these people are demanding ID for someone that gives them a $20 bill. He follows up, calls the Department of Transportation, and they say, "We don't know what you're talking about. There's no policy like that." And apparently somebody checked into their emails and found out that they were sending emails back and forth talking about covering this policy up and, you know, making it go away and stopping enforcing it for now and just kind of, let's sweep it under the rug until this guy goes away.
What was the purpose of the policy in the first place? Why would they want to detain and get name and address of somebody paying with a $100 or $20 bill or something like that? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, they're not even commenting on it. So
they're denying
to the public. They're saying that this didn't exist. We can get back into this, but our special guest here has arrived in our studio, and he is someone who is, well, not from around these parts. We're doing this show from New Hampshire. He's come all the way here from New Mexico, and his name is Gary Johnson. Gary, good evening. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, it's great to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight. What is it that brings you to New Hampshire this time of year?
Excuse me.
It's certainly not the most friendly time of year to be in New Hampshire.
Well, so over the last 14 months, I've started Our America Initiative, which is an advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman, which allows me to raise money and speak out on the issues of the day. And so in the last 14 months, this is my eighth trip to New Hampshire. In the last 14 months, I've probably addressed 500 groups. And if you're doing the math and thinking that's not possible,
you're busy,
possible.
Busy man.
Yeah. Well, trying to put a voice to what I think is the national outrage over being bankrupt and the solutions that go along with that.
Well, what's new? I mean, hasn't the federal government been bankrupt for, I don't know, longer than I've been alive?
They should have been the red.
Yep. No, clearly. My entire life, I've watched government take in more money, take in less money than what it spends. And I go back maybe to that when I was 9 years old. I just thought, this is not sustainable as a 9 year old.
Yeah, and, it's not hard to figure it out. Right?
And, you know, about 50 years later, I just think the day of reckoning is here. It's now. I can't believe it has lasted this long.
You know, I was looking over, I've got the bio here on the internet. You can go to OurAmericanInitiative.com and see it just like I am. And, the little bullet point I like here is, while in office, Governor Johnson vetoed 750 bills, which is about equal to all the combined vetoes of the other 49 governors in the country at the time, with thousands of line item vetoes. So put a stop to a lot of legislation.
Well, I put a stop to a lot of legislation, and when you think about legislation, when you think about the notion of liberty and freedom and how that can be impacted by non-government action. Look, somebody gets wronged when it comes to a real estate transaction. So they go to their legislator and they say, "Let's write up a piece of legislation so that nothing like this ever happens to anybody again." And the legislature writes up the legislation. Well, you can compound that by 1,000 times. So we have 1,000 pieces of legislation that's going to prevent that from ever happening again.
Because it's magic.
Because it's magic. And of course, what happens is that those situations still occur. And the fact is that for all of us that need to have real estate transactions, they've been so compounded, they've been made so difficult. That you vow, "I'm never going to do this again because of the government and what they've done." But it just carries over to every single aspect of government.
Sure, a lot of people say that about business. I mean, they look into... I'm in radio, obviously, and I always loved the idea of having a radio station. And when I looked into getting one through the legal channels,
it's
impossible.
I can imagine. Exactly. A young kid hurts his head pole vaulting in northern New Mexico. Well, you know, this is concerned parents that go to the legislator and say, "Look, we need to pass a law that requires helmets for kids pole vaulting." Next thing you know, on my desk is mandatory helmets for pole vault.
With us for a while, right? Have to run out the door.
No.
Okay, more with Gary Johnson here in a moment.
I have to perform. I was told I've got to be entertaining.
We'll tell you more about him in a bit in case you've never heard of him before. 800-259-9231. He's got quite the interesting history, especially in the war on drugs. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Though, if you have a question for Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, he is here sitting in our studio with us tonight, which is very unusual. It's unusual from two aspects. One, that we would have a politician on Free Talk Live at all.
It just doesn't happen very often.
And two, that one would be actually in the studio with us on top of that. Did we have Ron Paul in the studio at one point? I feel
never,
like we did.
No? I don't think we ever had Ron Paul in the studio.
Must have just been on the phones then. So, yeah, I mean, Ron Paul is pretty much the only other politician besides John Dennis, I think, that we've had on this program.
We've had local politicians from New Hampshire when we've been at events. So when we're, you know, interviewing in every single segment, there have been politicians, local politicians that really don't, you know.
So I'm thinking that's a good omen. I'm thinking this is a good omen. This is a good thing.
I don't like politicians in general, but I like you, Gary Johnson, because
you were just starting in, so I don't want you to jump in.
You've actually done things for liberty, and I appreciate that. You're somebody who you made a name for yourself, at least to me, when you came out against the insanity of the war on drugs. And that was a long time ago that you did that, too.
You know what I like to point out to people is I did get to serve. I did get to be governor of New Mexico for 8 years. New Mexico's 2-1 Democrat. So when it comes to all those vetoes, you guys know, no doesn't fly. The no's get debated, they get discussed, and that gets done on the front page of the newspaper and on television. And the whole defense of it was, you know, look, we don't need to be growing government. Growing government is not the solution to any of our problems. As a matter of fact, shrinking government would be the real solution. You know, the notion of a handshake, the notion of just common sense is what really prevails in our life from day to day. Laws that get passed that affect that end up costing us a lot of time and a lot of money and really don't make a difference.
Yeah, I have to agree that the regulations make it difficult for people to do business when, in fact, if you have a problem, we have a dispute resolution organization. It's called the courts. Now, I'll admit, it's arduous to use them, extraordinarily expensive, but if the politicians spend as much time trying to make the courts functional as they do trying to make regulations, then we might actually have functional courts. I mean, I find it difficult to imagine that they would be successful at it, but they could work on that.
So, by the way, we're going to come back with a few more questions. And, Gary, I don't know how long you can stick with us here tonight, so that's up to you.
I was told by Brink here that, and Brink is helping coordinate what I'm doing here, Slattery, in New Hampshire, and terrific guy.
Nice
anyway, Brink says, as long as, man, Gary, you got to be entertaining, and maybe they'll keep you on for a while. So the longer I'm on, I guess, the better.
I suppose you're right about that. But first, we need to tell you about how to get, is it gold and silver, Mark?
That's right. Okay. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver on a regular basis. You can't listen to talk radio without hearing about gold, that's for sure. Whether it's a hedge against inflation or an investment or a barter currency, we've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you some really great rates. I think these are probably the best rates you're going to find from some organization that's selling precious metals on the internet. But please, before you buy anywhere, check at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got coins there that I've picked out that are for the purpose of getting gold and silver into the hands of people, not for collector coins in order to sort of muddy the waters as to what's worth what. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. I think you'll get the best deal, and it'll give you an opportunity to price check against other places. Gold.freetalklive.com.
So, Gary Johnson, what was it that brought you to the conclusion on the war on drugs issue? I mean, how did you get to the point of being different from the average Republican on this? I mean, Republicans have kind of historically been, you know, we're going to tell you what to do with your body, you don't own yourself, and we know what's best for you in this area. How did you break away from that viewpoint?
Well, so Ian, I suppose it's multiple fronts, multiple different reasons. I'm opposed to the war on drugs A through Z, but I guess I go back with my own history. I smoke pot.
When?
Through college.
I see.
I mean, I've smoked pot. That's something that I have done.
Me too.
And, yes, he has.
And as a result of that, I can tell you there's a big difference. And for a lot of those listening, I know this is maybe going to end up being redundant, but I understand that there's a big difference between marijuana and alcohol. And the big difference is that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. When I first,
it could kill you if a bale of it fell from the roof on top of you.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
You know, my contact with marijuana was I was a jock. I was an athlete.
You still are.
And I still am.
Triathlete.
And right? Just multiple sports. Yeah. I'm an active guy. I'm as fit a 58-year-old as there. You know, I realize there are a lot of a lot of fit 58-year-olds, but I'm one of them.
You're not jogging to McDonald's or anything. You're just jogging.
just jogging, right. But when I first came in contact with marijuana, wow. Here is viewed it like so many did. I think that this was enlightenment. This was this was a way of being able to say and do things that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to say and do, and it really didn't have the repercussions of alcohol. It didn't have a hangover. I mean, it was terrific. Now I came to the conclusion in my own life that. That when you smoke it all the time, and by all the time, I was actually asked to quantify that, and I think quantifying it was a couple times a week. That's what I smoke marijuana. But I came to recognize that that it isn't something that you should do all the time. That it was it's a handicap. Now this is my own life. This is the judgment that I came to, and I also came to that judgment when it came to alcohol. So I don't drink. I don't smoke pot, but I've done it, and so that is a background. So I get a lot. Yeah. And this was not anything I hid running for governor of New Mexico.
But so you didn't. That's good to know, because I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know if you had gotten elected and then came out of the closet later on.
No. This was something that I volunteered. This was something that I had done in my life. This was right.
Good for not backing away from it.
Well, I always kind of, I'll use the word detest, but I didn't like the fact that Clinton said, look, I I didn't inhale. Oh gosh, that's I inhaled. I inhaled.
Did anyone believe that?
You had some kind of accident or something, and then the marijuana helped you with the pain?
Well, this is recently, but if I can just go back to Ian's. That's all right. But going back to Ian's for a second, I came at this from the standpoint that, first of all, as governor of New Mexico, everything was going to be a cost-benefit analysis. What are we spending our money, and what are we getting for the money that we're spending? So I wanted to crack down on drinking and driving. The notion that you would do harm to others drinking and driving, well, it's a big problem. It's a big problem in every state, and this goes back to 1999. I wanted to crack down on it. Well, the police, they don't have the resources. The courts, they need more resources. Prisons, they're full, and you're going to have to build more prisons. I mean, that's just going to be a reality. Well, what is it that you all do? And I'm oversimplifying here, but what is it that you all do? Well, it turns out that half of what they do is half of law enforcement, half the courts, and half the prisons is drug-related.
Mm.
And to what end? We're arresting 1.8 million people a year in this country. We now have 2.3 million people behind bars in this country. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. That's where I came at this from. That's how I started. I looked at the issue. I came to the conclusion that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related.
No doubt about it. We're going to come back
to
that
music.
You hear the music? 800-25. That's what it's all about, too, by the way, for the government, is the money. They sure do love that aspect of the funding and the money they get to confiscate and stuff like that. 800-259-9231. More coming up with Gary Johnson. It's Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at affinitydiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From affinitydiet.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have for you there, including listening options. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about them and tune in. We've got broadband and dial-up streams. Our list of 94 excellent radio stations across the country that carry the show at various times throughout the week, plus our webcam, our free-to-air satellite channel, and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the program that way. Of course, it is a live Saturday show. Our number here tonight, 800-259-9231.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month, and do it from the back of your car. You can reach all those people for fractions of a penny apiece. Go to libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. If you've got a band, a church, a business, and you want just a small run of bumper stickers, I mean, small runs, they can do a dozen, and they can do them extraordinarily cheaply. It's libertystickers.com. They've got special technology for it. Libertystickers.com.
All right, so we have Gary Johnson here with us. He is the former governor of New Mexico. When did you leave office?
So January 1 of 2003.
Oh, gosh, it's been that long. Okay. Well, Anyway, so while you were in there and before that, you've been an advocate of ending the insane war on drugs. That's how you came across my radar screen, and I think that's fantastic. I could talk to you all hour about that issue, I'm sure.
Sure.
But there are other things, obviously, that you're up to these days, and one of them is the Our America Initiative at OurAmericaInitiative.com.
That's but, Gary, you know, this Our America Initiative, and it's great what you guys are doing over there, but come on. Like, it's a run for president, isn't it? I mean...
And you know, well, it's a 501c4 advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman, which allows me to raise money and speak out on the issues of the day. I get to be a political activist. But, Mark, as part of that 501c4, I can't be talking about running for political office.
Okay, so you're not running for political office that you're running for? Is that what you're
saying? I can't say anything about that. You know, if that would have been legislation that would have passed in New Mexico, I think I would have vetoed it.
Mm.
But it is what it is, and I'm sorry for the cop-out on answering that question. I don't want to get sideways in my legal status.
One thing's for certain, that there's a lot of Republicans that are not running for president at this point that are getting a lot of press time. And I, personally, of the field, I find you to be the most interesting of them, of the candidates that aren't candidates yet for president. And one of the reasons is you've got executive experience. So many of them don't. And you took a strong stand against the drug war as a Republican, and an extraordinary strong stance against just spending and waste. And tell me some of the things that you vetoed 750 bills. I mean, tell me some of the things, ways.
How many years was that, by the way? 750 bills
over eight years.
That's a lot of vetoing. Some of the ways that you managed to make government more efficient. It's ludicrous to even say it. What'd you manage to do?
Well. Unquestionably, the fact that when I took over as governor of New Mexico, there were 12,000 state employees. When I left office, there were 10,800. Unquestionably, to me, that means more efficient government.
Payroll is a huge aspect.
Because I think we did more with fewer people. So unquestionably, I think that's better government. I privatized half of the state's prisons. And this was an apples-to-apples comparison where we ended up spending two-thirds the cost on the private side as we were on the public side. I thought that that was good government. We ended up privatizing, made it an option when it came to motor vehicles department that you could actually go and go to motor vehicle private New Mexico and pay a little bit more for being able to go in and get whatever it was that you needed done in a quicker way.
But people didn't need to stand in line at the DMV.
Well, you had a choice. Not that there may not have been a line at the MVD Express,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, there wasn't a line, and you could get in line. So it brought competition to the MVD. I would have been more outspoken than any governor in the country regarding school choice. I really believe in free markets. I really believe that we all benefit from the lower cost of goods and services. And when it comes to education, it's an exciting notion to me that we might have educational entrepreneurs unleashed to deliver better products, better services when it comes to education in this country, as opposed to what we're currently doing.
Now, you had your own business prior to being the governor.
So I started a one-man handyman business in Albuquerque in 1974, and in 1994 I actually had 1,000 employees, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, pipe fitting. American dream come true, show up on time, do what you say you'll do for people, do a little bit more than what you say you'll do for people. Now, naively, being in business and having a business that size and being governor of New Mexico was not a plus for business. So I sold that business in 1999. Nobody lost their job, and they're doing better than ever today. They're doing better than ever. But part of the sale of that company had to do with the fact that there were a lot of employees and they needed work, and we weren't getting work that we probably should have gotten. And in retrospect, I kind of understand it. Public Service Company of New Mexico doesn't want to be a front page on the newspaper saying they awarded the governor's company a $15 million contract to do electrical upgrades.
I can see how that would be a problem.
And that was a problem. That was an issue.
So the big issues for in the news right now, health care. Where do you stand on the idea? Because, I mean, some of the Republican, one of the front-running Republican candidates instituted health care right in his state. Government-run health care in his state. Where do you stand?
Coerced health care.
Well, talking about Medicaid and Medicare, first of all, advocating a balanced budget tomorrow. I advocate balancing the budget tomorrow. So that means cutting government by $1.6 trillion, that being the amount of money that we're borrowing right now. we're borrowing about 43 cents out of every dollar that we're spending.
When you say we, you mean the federal government, because I'm not doing that.
Right. No, I didn't. I'm going to stand corrected, Ian, and hopefully I won't make the same mistake.
It's all right.
Tonight,
it's just a pet peeve of mine. Yeah. We've all been indoctrinated in this kind of collectivist speak where you're not working for the federal government either. So, I mean, it's not you and it's not me.
You got it. So, federal government ought to give back to the states the delivery of health care. They ought to cut it by 43%. Medicaid and Medicare give the delivery of health care back to the states, to leave it to the states as to how health care gets delivered to the poor and those over 65. 50 laboratories of innovation, I think the basis on what this country was founded on.
What about the FDA, getting rid of them entirely? Because one of the things that the federal government does is it increases the cost of health care, even beyond the Medicare and the Medicaid and all that, but with all of its regulatory burdens.
That's exactly what they do. With the regulatory burdens, what we end up with is we end up spending a whole lot more money for products, for goods and services, that otherwise would cost less if it weren't for that burden. And the FDA is a great example of that. And so drug companies hide behind the certification that goes along with the FDA. And what are attorneys for? And don't they do a good job of actually policing the entire system as opposed to the government, which also tries to do that, but isn't as effective as attorneys?
Or what about Consumer Reports or other alternative third-party organizations that could, you know, step in and fill that role of regulation, voluntary certification, and competition as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you point at the crux of why healthcare is so expensive in this country and what government could do to make it so much more affordable. And what they could do is just really blow the lid off of supply. They could categorically go through and eliminate impediments for healthcare entrepreneurs that would want to enter into the space to deliver better products, better services at lower prices. We talked about marijuana earlier. Medical marijuana is a phenomenon that, 16 states have adopted. That's an alternative to prescription drugs.
It works.
And Mark, you mentioned earlier, I had a serious paragliding accident, very serious paragliding accident about 5 years ago. It took me 3 years to recover. I was a pile of bones.
Hold that thought, Gary. We're going to come back here in just a moment. 800-259-9231. And I got a few tough questions, too, for Gary Johnson. This isn't just going to be a softball interview. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. However, calls for Gary Johnson will be given priority if you've got a question for the former governor of New Mexico, the liberty-leaning governor. I don't know if I'll go all the way to say I've got some tough questions
all
here.
Right, well, let's just bring them on.
We're going to put it to the test here. But he's definitely somebody that does not make me feel icky when I talk to him, and so that's a plus.
It's a huge plus.
We'll continue that here in a moment.
LearnLiberty.org. It's a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. This is a slick, nice website. You can go check out the videos there. It'll teach you all kinds of things about liberty. Phil Magnus is talking about his new book on Lincoln and the plans to deport free slaves to Belize. Nigel Ashford is discussing the 10 fundamental principles of classical liberal thought in under 10 minutes. And Professor Anthony Davies shows just how bad our government debt is. And Stephen Horowitz provides a sympathetic answer to, are the rich really getting richer and the poor really getting poorer? Go check it out at learnliberty.org.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Of course, your questions for Gary Johnson, welcome at 800-259-9231. Now then, Gary, obviously we agree on a lot of stuff. I mean, getting rid of government regulations, all in favor of that. More freedom, all good. More ability to do business, more ability to control your own body. We're on the same page, no doubt. But what about, you've got this Our America initiative at OurAmericaInitiative.com. You used the term good government earlier. I don't think you can convince me that there could be such a thing as a good government. I mean, isn't all government force? How could that be good? If you're...
I don't know if I'm going to engage in, I don't know if I'm going to argue that point. I think that good government. You certainly argue that that as opposed to what's currently happening, that there might be a better government. Maybe I should be saying better government.
But you could make that point. You're right. There's always different degrees, right? And going in the right direction, I fully support. And it seems like, you know, you certainly are somebody that wants to turn things generally in the right direction, and that is away from more intrusion in people's lives.
You know, I likened it to turning a super tanker around. I mean, what does that actually physically take? But when you decide you're going to turn a super tanker around, it takes eight miles to actually do the U-turn. Well, first you got to reverse the engines, and it still takes 8 miles to turn.
I think I'd rather get it to just take on water and let it go down. Let gravity do the work for you there.
I'll take somebody in office that's trying to turn it around.
All right. So, okay, now the Our America Initiative, OurAmericaInitiative.com, it says here at the top left, the United States of America. How do you feel about secession?
How do I feel about secession?
Yeah. Does a state have the right to secede?
Yeah, no, I got it. I guess we fought a civil war over that, so I wouldn't want to relive that civil war. But
Philosophically
speaking, sure, sure.
Do you think that would be what would happen today? Like if, let's say, New Hampshire or Vermont, for instance, the state legislators decided that we've had enough of this federal government just taking a bunch of money from us and getting involved in wars and killing people around the world. We're done. We're out of here. We don't want anything to do with it anymore. Do you really think that it would come down to, you know, the federal government rolling in tanks? Or something scary like that?
No, I certainly don't. And the bankruptcy, I mean, I'm really under the belief that we're on the verge of an imminent financial collapse. And how's that going to manifest itself? And the solution lies in giving everything back to the states. That is the solution.
Yeah, that was sort of the way the Constitution was written. I mean, that Tenth Amendment says that something to the effect that anything that's not specifically enumerated here in the Constitution or prohibited to it by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
So talking about just using the notion of secession, using the notion of what somebody mentioned the other night, which is tribes and pueblos in this country are sovereign nations within the United States.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, there are opportunities that exist within within tribes and pueblos to do things that the states can't. Hospitals, for example, research and development, drug development on Indian reservations. It kind of goes on and on and on. It's a really exciting concept that you could separate yourself from the federal government and actually make innovation worldwide that would really make a difference for mankind.
Absolutely.
So I think when you without secession, why can't we foster that notion within the country that we have? And now we're back to the 50 states model.
Yeah, you know, I think that nullification, which is what I believe you're talking about here, states standing up for their sovereign rights within the Constitution that were given to them. The federal government has stepped all over that in the last 50 years, maybe more. That nullification is probably the practical solution, it seems to me, you know, where a state says just, nope, we're not participating in that. Thanks very much.
You know, I would argue, Mark, that a president of the United States that really was under the belief that that states should be the innovators, that the federal government shouldn't get involved, that it shouldn't be top-down, and a Congress made up of like-minded individuals, and you could argue that that would never be possible, but that might be a quicker route to make that happen, or a better, easier way to make that happen.
It can be difficult for a president, an executive, to get things done. However, what an executive can do is stop things from happening. They have that veto power, and it's powerful.
I agree.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want down the line here when Gary decides that he wants to leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to stick with us for a little while in hour number two, you're welcome to do so. I'll leave that in your hands.
Great.
To decide. And I appreciate it because I don't really feel like, I mean, Mark, honestly, do you think that Gary has been sliming out of any questions?
He's hitting right. Hit him all right back. Gary, I got a hard one for you, though. You were the governor of New Mexico. That puts you right there on the border. So many Americans are concerned about the immigration issue. What's your stand?
Well, first of all, I think immigration is a good thing. I think this is a country based on immigration. So I think that we should make it as easy as possible to get a work visa. And I think it's important to distinguish between a work visa and citizenship or a green card, permanent non-residents. Oh, boy, and here we get into the government and what we've done to ourselves when we get into these clarifications. But anyway, make it easy to get a work visa. And I think a work visa should entail a background check. I think a work visa should entail a Social Security card so that applicable taxes get paid. Immigration should be about work, not welfare. And there we have issues with welfare in this country. Are Mexican citizens coming into the United States to take entry-level jobs from Americans? Absolutely not, because we as Americans can sit at home and collect a welfare check.
Yeah.
That's a little bit less money or the same amount of money. with regard to the 11 million illegal immigrants that are here in this country right now, I think we need to set up a grace period by which they can get a legal work visa. Not citizenship, not a green card, legal work visa. Understanding that the main reason that they're here illegally is the government has made it impossible to get a work visa. And because they've made it impossible to get a work visa, because
it's impossible to do almost anything.
It's impossible to just about do anything that industries have quotas, that there are quotas when it comes to these work visas. I mean, do away with all that. Let the market determine whether or not there's a need for the labor. And then once you do that, once you pass laws that I think are enforceable, then enforce the law. That if you're here in this country working illegally, you'll be arrested, you'll be deported, and you won't come back and work again. With regard to securing the borders, the notion of building a fence that's 2,000 miles long, that's impenetrable, the notion of putting the National Guard across 2,000 miles of border, I think would be a whole lot of money spent with little, if any, benefit whatsoever. And then quickly touching on the marijuana issue, legalize marijuana, and arguably 75% of the border violence with Mexico goes away, that being the estimate of the drug cartels' activities engaged in marijuana.
Yeah, I saw a video on YouTube of the impenetrable border fence being scaled by some 12-year-olds. It was awesome. Just quick.
I think they were 15.
Whatever. You know, teenagers.
Teenage girls.
Climbing your billion-dollar border fence. What a fantastic boondoggle that is.
I think that impenetrable fence would probably be more like several hundred billion dollars.
You know, Reagan essentially did what you're talking about. And so many people,
Maybe somebody listening can correct me, but what he did, though, is the government went back to setting quotas and they made it unenforceable. The government doesn't need to be setting quotas for this, and the government should enforce laws that get passed.
That's the point I really want to talk about here. When we come back, you're going to stick with us, right, into hour number two? All right, Gary Johnson is here. He's like almost like a not a real politician, but he's actually been in political office. He was the governor of New Mexico. You've been giving us pretty straight answers here, Gary, and I appreciate you being forthcoming with your thoughts on these issues, because they're very important ones, and I think immigration is one of the most important of our time. It's also one of the most misunderstood, and I think that what I've heard from you so far is less objectionable than what I hear from most politicians, so I'd like to dig in a little further on it in a moment here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 is next. If you've got a question for Gary Johnson, he's here with us and he's sticking with us. 800-259-9231.
AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery. Proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.